This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Restaurant and Bar in Cirencester. For great food and friendly atmosphere, check out www.stoneys.co. Also, you can telephone them on 01285 642 006. The Old Calf is a greasy spoon market-style cafe based in Cricklade Street, Cirencester, opposite D&J Sports. Good food at affordable prices. A family-run business with a friendly, warm, cosy environment. Open 7 days a week, Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eat in or take away. You can text your orders in with a collection time to 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484. The Old Calf is also available for small function hire and catering events. So come get some great food at the Old Calf Cirencester. For table bookings, reservations or further information, call 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484.
This presentation may contain adult swear words such as it may also contain actions of an adult nature such as my in the ass all over my and my big thank you.
I'm not the one who is going on about my rock hard ball bag, mate, so you might as well just swing it around for everyone.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
just see me when you
never
calm
do
down.
Do you? A wolf in shepherd's clothing.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Oh, for dear me.
With your hosts, Neil.
Hogwarts is that way, Dumbledore.
Pebble.
Very bad egg.
Jen.
I've got a pog.
And special guest, Lara.
Well, hello everyone, and listen up and relax, for we are here to entertain you. But things are a little bit different today on the Pancast Show, so keep listening to find out exactly why.
Jen, where's the soap?
It does, doesn't it?
The Pancast Show. Hello everybody and welcome to the Pancast Show. We're live in the shed again, as always, but there's been a little change. So I'm going to go around a bit differently. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
And welcome into the shed. It's cosy, isn't it?
It is.
It's a nice cosy night tonight with the rain drawing in.
The open fire.
Yeah. Now, last week, if you listened, our very own Pavo took a tumble. Tumbleweed. When he got out of the car, he managed to fall over whilst posting a letter, losing his trousers, mooning the world, and subsequently, after the weekend, at being in a lot of pain, we found out that he's cracked some ribs. Not a good thing to do, so he's having to rest up. He can't do anything. He's been advised he needs to do breathing exercises and rest up. So I hope you feel better soon, Pav, you lazy skiving git.
Lots of love to Pav. No,
I'm
we
only
want
joking.
You better soon.
He's got to be better. I know he's a bit gutted not to be here. He can't, as we all know, he sings. He likes to have a little warble at the weekend for people. And he's had to cancel that and those sort of things. Now, we were also supposed to have a special guest, one Lara Jones, who came in before Christmas. So here's her jingle. We've still got the jingle. Which will play. And I'll speak over the jingle, actually, while we're doing it. She, unfortunately, is in London and hasn't got back in time to be here tonight to tell us how she was getting on.
Lara Jones. She's on the radio.
Or not.
Or not. Yeah, exactly.
Or just Jen Neil.
She is one of our faves. But let's hope that Neil behaves.
Funny, because I said the same thing about tonight.
Lara, I know.
Jones, she's on the radio.
I get it's falsely accused all the
Jen
time of
these
Neil
things. She is such a beauty. Let's hope that Neil's not creepy.
Yeah, Neil.
Right, I don't like that jingle. Sorry, Lara, so you probably like it, but that makes me out to be a right creep.
Well, we all remember the one time, don't we, Neil?
And we move swiftly on. This is a whole new show. We don't go into those realms and we don't do things of those sort of natures. So, like I said, unfortunately, Lara can't be with us tonight. She's in Londinium, gallivanting around watching shows or whatever she's doing.
But she is going to come back, isn't she?
Fingers crossed that she will, but... Anyway, she came in last time to speak about an audition, didn't she? She was up for a job at one of these holiday parks. Heidi Hay.
I know, we were plying her with challenges
and all
fun
that.
Things to do.
And so she came back in. Now I'm going to spoil it with good news.
She's going to ruin her moment?
Well, just in case it doesn't happen that she gets in by the time she has to start there, she doesn't get back in. So she did well. And hopefully we will speak to her before she goes off to Cornwall to start her new career. Is that right? Is that what that is?
It's
yeah,
a
it is a career,
it's
isn't
a career.
It? Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a career.
Yeah, so massive congratulations to Lara.
Absolute mondo. So, Jen, come on then. Talk to me. What have you been up to this week? Anything fun?
Well, funny you mention it, Neil.
Yeah.
I have something I wanted to bring up with you.
Oh,
Not that kind of fun.
Oh, I should get Paz little.
I was reading today. I know, steady now.
Yeah.
I've discovered something that I didn't know existed, okay? And it's called vagina whitening. I went right in there with it.
Yeah, it's... vagina whitening.
Right, apparently, though, this leads on from something called penis whitening that was massive about a month ago.
What, the penis or the whitening?
Well, apparently, men up and down the country have been flying off to Thailand to spend £480 removing dark spots from their penises.
Now, that's weird, isn't it?
Well, I thought so, which is why I've brought it up.
Yeah, no, that is really weird. The more I think about that, it's weird. So they're now, obviously the penis was a thing.
Yep.
Or is a thing.
Yeah.
And up and down the country, they're flying to Thailand to do this. So it's an offer they can't get in this country.
Well, I don't, it doesn't state, it just says that a hospital in Thailand is offering this bizarre procedure to get rid of dark areas. For the low price of £480.
So if you've got a blemish on your tallywacker, you need to get to Thailand to get rid of that blemish. So they're now turning around and doing this on the lady guard.
Well, we live in a fair society now, so it's only fair that if the men can have it blemish-free, so can the women.
Wow. Blemish-free tallywackers and blemish-free lady gardens.
It's done using a laser. If that... puts you off.
That does a bit. That's a sensitive area, isn't
would
it?
Would you let an unknown not man in
laser.
Thailand with a laser near your
tallywacker?
Little Neil?
Yeah, my little Neil. Oh, I don't know. No. It's wrong in so many levels. So is this... Right, you might not be an expert, but it might
well,
tell
I'm
you...
Well, I'm not an expert. I am going to clear that up. I've not done a lot of research on this. I read it today at work. It bothered me.
Right, it bothered you or made you chuckle? Because it's
well,
sort of making me laugh.
I just felt like I had to... I needed somebody else to know that this was a thing.
Well, it's making me laugh that there's such a thing out there. So, what I was going to ask is this linked to anal bleaching? I'm sorry to have to say that on there.
Well, that's just one step too
but,
far.
But no, that is a thing, isn't it? That people do that. I've seen it advertised, funny enough.
Have you tried it?
No.
No?
So that's not laser then, is it?
I'm not entirely sure on what anal bleaching.
I hope it's not just somebody,
entails.
Somebody with a wire brush and some Dettol.
Maybe if anyone knows what anal bleaching is, they could enlighten Neil.
Yeah. Well. Oh, yeah.
Literally enlighten
I
Neil.
I suppose I could. I could Google it, but that's a very dangerous avenue of Google to go down, isn't it?
So interesting fact relating to this penis whitening. 100 men a month are having it done.
Wow.
100.
So that's 400. Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of men.
And a lot of money. I would take it from around the world, not just from the UK.
No, it doesn't state just within the UK. It's just stating 400. What did I say? 100? 400?
480.
100 men a month. 100, that was my fact.
All right, 100 men a month are having their...
Are having this done.
Willie's whitened.
Are we that bothered about it?
Willie Whiten. It sounds like some old 70s snooker player. Hello, I'm Willie Whiten. I'm getting... Yeah. I don't know. That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot of money as well.
It's cheaper if you're a man, though. £700 for a woman.
Ooh. So, again, is it the same procedure? Oh, does it? Obviously, it takes longer. I would say.
Well, I suppose so.
Could just. I mean, I could do. I could do everybody a discount version where you just come in, you put your willy through a hole, and I'll just emulsion.
I think that's a different thing.
No. Not that sort of hole. We're not glory hole. This will be a sheet, and it's all done discreetly, and I will just whitewash, emulsion it for you with a very long brush, because I don't want to be anywhere near a really long brush where I just like, ooh.
Isn't that going to cause problems with the sexuals?
No.
You're fine going in painted up, are you?
No, I'm not painted up. I'll just... I'll tell you what it'd be like. You know those scientific rooms where you put your hands in the gloves and they do the experiments?
You have to guess
like
what
that.
You can feel.
Yeah, it'd be like that. But with my hands, so it'll be a partition, my hands in the gloves, also with a very long stick.
Because God just... forbid you have to touch another man's penis.
Well, you never want to do that because you never know what those dark spots are. Just saying. And then you wipe it and clean it and wash it and you just come back. It's like a tanning booth. But a whitening booth.
Like a spray tan.
Yeah, a spray tan booth, but a whitening booth. Well, that's a...
Well, I feel like the Pancast show has absolutely given you a new career path.
All I can say is for the challenges, Jen, that's not a challenge we want to be on.
Look, I set them. You've just got to do them.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Literally suck it up.
Right, let's do this.
It's time for the all-new Pancast show. Top 10.
So it's top 10 time, and Jen's going to do the countdown. But what we've got, I've got a new little machine that's doing the, because Pav's not here with his machine, so you're going to have to bear with me with these numbers. It might jump to the next number, it might go all over. Right,
it's going to be a top 10, but in which order is anyone's guess?
Anyone's guess. Right, let's try this one.
10.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Have you not seen this yet?
I've seen the first two. I feel like I probably should have seen the third one. I mean, I enjoyed it. They were all right. They were light-hearted fun.
I mean, because it's just me and you, we don't ever delve in this. Do you read reviews?
Not really. I don't like to read a review before I go and watch a movie, because if I read a bad one, I instantly go in not liking it.
Yeah. I mean, I've read people that have been to see it, not so much reviewers, but people that have been to see it. And the one thing they did say is it lost some of the humour from the first two. Because, I mean, I've seen the first two, and there's a certain style of humour in them, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Pitch Perfect movies. And apparently they're saying that the humour that's in the first two is missing from the third one. So the idea is still there, but somehow they've lost the humour. But I'm intrigued to see it. I mean, that Rebel Wilson's so funny, isn't she?
I feel like sometimes... They make too many, and you lose what was magic about it in the first place. It
becomes a cash.
I hope they haven't. I'd still like to go and see it. So
they have said they won't do any more now. So because it hasn't done as well as
as they thought.
Yeah, the other two. Right, here we go.
9.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Dropping out of the charts really quickly. This, but then I suppose it has been probably over a month since it was out. What's it done in this country? Let's have a look.
What, weeks on release?
81 million in this country alone.
Is that good or bad?
That's amazing. That is a huge amount of money. Not quite up there with Force Awakens. This is only in the UK. So the Force Awakens went over 100 million. And that's a lot of money just in this country, seeing as we're such a small island.
Did you expect it to stay higher up in the charts?
I thought it might have still been around the mid of the charts. I hadn't looked until now. So, yeah. But it's a great... I really enjoyed it. So...
It's funny because nobody knows you're a Star Wars fan.
Nobody knows. Yeah, all right, hang on, I've got to try this button again. One job, he said.
Eight.
Insidious, the last key.
The fourth one of the Insidious series. I quite enjoyed the first one. The second one was a bit... the third one I haven't even bothered to watch because they're horror films. So these are ghost stories, primarily ghost stories. And they work on the old cheap gimmick of like quiet, quiet, bang, boo, flash of light. But the story is
terrifying.
If you're scared by that sort of thing, I know, anybody who listens to the show knows that you don't like horror films. So you're not the demographic it's for. But I consider myself a fan of horror films, really enjoy a good horror film, but I get very bored. And I will jump in certain scenes, but it doesn't leave me scared. So the build-up to the jump and the jump itself doesn't scare me, even though I jump, sort of instantly forgettable. The horror films I like are the psychological ones where you're thinking about them and
like, it goes, you take it home with you, it bothers you.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you've got to have a story that you think about, haven't you? You can't, you know, go on that. But I won't be bothering with these and all these sort of Conjuring films and The Nun and all that that's coming out. Nah, don't do it for me.
Seven.
The Commuter.
Liam Neeson's latest Taken on a Train, I think they're calling it. It's directed by the bloke that did Unknown and another one, Nonstop.
See, I like Liam Neeson and I genuinely do enjoy his films, but he's a very unfortunate man. The storyline's always the same. Some family member gets taken away and he has to hunt him down. Like, it's not, life ain't panning out great for him.
No, it's not, is it? Let's be honest. And to be fair, I mean, he's late in life doing these action films, really. I mean, Taken was the first of them, but that's all he seems to do now. He doesn't do a lot. But before that, he was considered like a really serious actor. You know, he was in Schindler's List and he did Rob Roy and all of those. So, I don't know, it's a weird change, but I suppose it pays the bills.
Do you know what? I was about to say the exact same thing. It obviously pays the bills, so why wouldn't you?
And Taken was a huge hit, so...
Again, though, by the third one, a bit ropey.
Oh, yeah. Even the second one was quite ropey. It really was a film that really didn't really warrant a sequel, did it? Let's be honest, but it was money.
Six.
Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. That's the one.
Now, this is Oscar, Oscar, Oscar all the way. They did the Oscar announcement, nominations this week, and this got loads of nominations.
So, question, if it's Oscar nominated, why have I never heard of it?
It's quite a small budget film. It's done by the director. Have you watched In Bruges?
No.
That's a really funny film. But it's that sort of, I don't want to say an art house film, but it's a low budget film, so it doesn't always get the release that it deserves. So a lot of these small budget films will come to a cinema and the big chains think, no, you know what, I'm going to fill it up with 200 screens of Batman v Superman, and little films like these get pushed aside. But because it got such a big buzz, I mean, it's like, if you read the critics' reviews and everything, 5 stars pretty much around the board. It's been Oscar nominated as well. It's gonna do well now. Cinemas are sliding it in to the
Five.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
Jumanji. This is The Rock. Kevin James.
Don't Karen you do this every time?
Gillen, and Jack Black. It's not people are thinking it's a remake. It's not. Have you seen the original Jumanji?
Oh, see, now I liked the original, and because I liked the original, that's put me off going to see it. Because let's face it, a lot of remakes are quite ropey.
Well, that was a board game, wasn't it? The original, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
That was a board game, wasn't it? The original was a board game. It complements this. It's not a remake. It's just an updated version of the story where it's a video game rather than a board game. And apparently it's really good and a lot funnier than people say. Jack Black's very funny.
To be fair, I do always like a movie with Jack Black in it.
He's good, isn't he, Jack Black? He's good. Right, let's do that one.
Four.
The Greatest Showman.
Singing Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. He I haven't seen it yet. Pav really liked it. He was a big fan of it. He said the music, he can't stop listening to the soundtrack. I've heard other people saying this. It's about P.T. Was it P.T. Barnum, the circus man, wasn't it? But he's he wasn't that ethical, really, in his treatment of... am I allowed to call them freaks? I'll call them freaks.
Well, you have now.
Yeah, but they're not freaks, are they? People with, you know, the bearded lady and all that. But the way he treated them.
Yeah, but none of that's actually true.
No, yeah, it was. Me and Pav in LA went to a freak show, and there was a genuinely bearded lady, and I said, that's a joke. And she she let me tug on her beard. She genuinely let me tug on her beard. And then we met the wolf boy, and we had a picture taken with him, and his hair was...
but they're not freaks. That's just a really bad hormone imbalance.
Yeah, I know.
That you've paid to mock.
No, I didn't... No, it's their living. They're not there. Nobody's forced anymore to do this. They did a TV series on it. But these people, that's how their income is. They've gone back to the sort of the old days of being a freak show. But they're not actually freaks. That's what they used to call them years ago. They're just people with impairments.
Impairment, though? No, maybe not really. She wants a beard.
People that are a bit different. There was a guy that just had no...
Do you want a shovel?
Yeah.
For the hole you're digging right now.
No, they are. They're just a little bit different, aren't they? You know, it's not every day you see a boy walking down with a big furry face.
Well, I don't know where you live, but...
Anyway, so that's The Greatest Showman. That was a tangent.
Three.
The Post.
Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep. It's about the Nixon Watergate sort of. It complements all the president men. I'm not sure if I would go to the cinema to see it. It looks a little bit Oscar sort of purpose sort of thing, if you know what I mean by that. Spielberg directed it.
Two.
Darkest Hour.
Churchill, this is the Dunkirk thing. Gary Oldman has been nominated for Best Actor for this, and I think everybody's saying he's a shoo-in to win it.
I think he should be.
Yeah,
I like a bit of Gary Oldman.
He's a brilliant actor, isn't he? Brilliant.
And I actually really want to see this movie, because I think he's going to do it justice.
I think it's going to be very good.
I think it's going to be very good.
A very, very good movie. We shall fight them on the beaches. We shall fight them on the beaches. That's going to make me cough. Excuse me.
Just stole my moment.
Sorry.
Coco.
Pixar's latest about the Mexican Day of the Dead celebrations. Apparently, I love Pixar movies. Are you a fan of Pixar movies?
I like Pixar movies, yeah.
Really funny, aren't they? Really cheesy, I was going to say.
Cheesy. They've got something for everyone. There's something for the kids, but there's plenty in it for the grown-ups that still make it enjoyable.
They're always really good, well-written, well sort of animated and
always good cast.
Absolutely. But they're saying this one is a proper weepy. Like, it's everybody's leaving it sad. So I will probably watch it at some stage. Right, we got the next song. Let's try this one then.
The year this week.
1976, eh?
Woo!
Right. So, woo! That's me excited. So the most watched TV program show, which is a bit of a lie because it wasn't a TV show or program, it was a film. In the most watched thing on TV, I should say, shouldn't I? That's the way to say it. Anyway,
I suppose so.
Yeah, it was. Any idea?
I'm not even confident when this year was.
Okay, Goldfinger, the first Bond film.
Oh, okay.
pulled in the most viewers. So the top film of 1976, you'll know it, but I don't know.
Give me a clue. Sorry, what was that? You started penis whitening already. Rocky.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
$225 million that made. It was a huge hit. And as we all know, spawned sequel after sequel after sequel. So the League One champions of football.
Oh, well, I've got this one. No, I haven't.
That's Pav's team, Liverpool. They were very dominant around this time. And then we'll jump into who we lost. Sadly, this year we lost John Paul Getty. Now I bring this up because For the Love of the Money, I think that's what it was called. The Ridley Scott film was just out about John Paul Getty. He died in 1976. Howard Hughes died in 1976. He was the billionaire eccentric, started a lot of airlines. If you've seen the film The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio, he's in that.
No.
So he was started out as a Hollywood producer, started airlines, became one of the richest men. Well, he was. What,
entrepreneur?
I think,
is that what you call him?
Yeah, but he became a recluse and quite strange. So he
You don't make money by giving it away, Neil.
Well, it wasn't that. He was living in a room with, allegedly, with tissue boxes on his feet. Collecting his own urine in bottles.
For what purpose?
Nobody seems to know. His hair got long, his fingernails got really long, he just didn't leave the room. Yeah, very odd. Alistair Sim died this year. Now, he was an actor, of the old school actor, but he was in the original Christmas Carol. Played Ebenezer Scrooge. Carol Reed died. He died. He was a famous film director, most famously for directing one of my favourite films, Oliver. Oliver. He directed that. He died in 76. Fritz Lang died in 1976. Fritz. Now, let me give you a bit of a history. Fritz Lang is famous with film. He was one of the major film directors that first started in the silent era, right back when it very first started. He did a film called Metropolis. Now, there's a very famous picture of the alien or robot with the electricity coming out.
Okay.
If I was to show you the picture, you'd say, you know.
But I wouldn't be so sure on that one.
You might be. But anyway, he was a pioneer of the cinema. Agatha Christie died in 1976. Do you know who she is?
I know who Agatha Christie is. Yeah, it's the only one I've known so far. So
famous authoress. Is that right?
Authoress? Or is it just author?
Author. I was just
trying
to
be... author for both?
No, I don't.
Men and women?
I ain't got a clue.
Author?
Authoress?
J.K. Rowling's an author.
Author? Is that new...
It's like Luther.
Yeah, it's the new gritty detective series. Author! So she died in 1976, so she had a very successful career with stage plays, books, and... Well, they're still reading.
Well, I was going to say, even still now...
That Murder on the Orient Express was hers. Sid James sadly died. So
you do a Sid James impression?
Let's go pull some birds.
It's like Luther all over again.
Luther. Right, let's jump. Now, this is where, when I said to you just now, I've lost my other bit.
Oh, hey, up. That was my knee.
Sorry, I had to grab that because otherwise...
This sounds dodgy already.
It does, doesn't it? But now I need to concentrate because these little sound bites are really quick and I know I'm going to jump into the next one. So this is...
It's all right, we believe in you.
Oh, I did that one. Did that one all right. Something beeped at me, but I don't know what...
Oh, hang on. My Siri's just randomly gone off.
Yeah.
See, do you know what? People say technology doesn't listen to you. Clearly listening.
Yeah, mine does that. Mine does do that. So January, the first commercial Concorde flight takes off. And then this one, if you're a horror fan, would interest you. The Lutz family flee from their home on 112 Ocean Avenue, Amityville, Long Island, after only 28 days from moving in. The story becomes known as the Amityville Horror.
Is it true?
Well, it's a real family, a real house.
Well, I know it's a real family, but surely what happened can't have been true.
I don't believe in ghosts myself, so was it a money-making thing? I don't know. It's one book I've never read, the original Amityville story. I don't know. Maybe. Could be.
I don't know.
Right, here we go. February. Oh, nearly. February, John Curry becomes the UK's first gold medalist at the Austrian Winter Olympics for figure skating. John Curry, he was British, and we're not known for our figure skating.
I can't imagine why.
Could you imagine me and Pav as the
duet? Well, do you know what? Weirdly, the minute you said that, the first thing I thought of was you and Pav ice skating together, like recreating. What's the famous one? Is it the Bolero?
Yes.
Recreating that beautiful moment, the two of you.
Pav could be my Torville and I could be his Dean.
If that ain't a beautiful mental image for you folks, I don't know what is.
And Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro and directed by Martin Scorsese was released. That's up there and probably in my top 10 films. Brilliant film. You ever seen it?
I have to admit, I've not seen it.
Some people don't like it. It's where he's a Vietnam vet, comes back, becomes a taxi driver.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil it. And goes through the scum and all sorts of things of New York.
Okay.
But there is a consequence at the
end.
But
well worth a watch.
Oh, man, it's brilliant. De Niro's performance in that is just... Have you heard the famous, other people mimicking it, the famous speech where he goes, "You looking at me?"
Yeah, but he does it a bit grittier than that, doesn't he, Neil?
Yeah, but that's from Taxi Driver. Right. Oh. March! See, I tried really hard then, because that was the shortest one. March, the Body Shop opens its first store in Brighton. Didn't realise it was that old.
No, mate.
A little film called Star Wars began shooting in Tunisia.
Not really a main event, though, was it?
Nah. And the Queen sends the first ever royal email. That's my Queen impression. One will send the royal email.
Do you reckon she types really slowly, like one finger at a time?
She doesn't type. She has some minion type.
Hang on, you're underestimating our Queen here. She could be like some Apple guru. She could work at a Genius Bar for all we know.
That'd be hilarious. He'd turn up and your server today will be Liz. How can I help you? But yeah, she sent the first ever royal email from the Royal Signals and Radar Establishment. Again, I didn't realise email was a thing then. Because I didn't even know about it in the 80s. Possibly not a lot of the 90s. Till the end of the 90s, till it came out.
Well, that's the Queen, always one step ahead.
Do you know that apparently the Queen gets the very first Land Rover off the production line?
Yeah, but have you seen the photos of her driving it?
She's got no license.
Badass!
And apparently she always speeds, but she's got no license. She doesn't drive on a road anymore. She just drives around her estates, doesn't she?
Her estate's what? Pretty much the entire country.
Yeah, I would say. So, this one. April. Oh, I did that one right. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs found Apple computer in the garage of Jobs' parents' house in 1976.
To think that's how it all started.
I know, in a garage.
Look at us now, slaves to the Apple.
Slaves to the Apple. Part of your five a day.
What's that song? Oh, with her that did the hula hoop at the Queen's birthday.
Grace Jones.
Slave. To the apple.
Slave to the apple. She's got a weird voice.
Slave.
Quite deep.
To the apple.
And Brotherhood of Man win the Eurovision Song Contest with Save All Your Kisses For Me.
Fan?
Not really. It's a joy. So, May, The Who set a world record for the loudest concert of all time. Up to
who?
The Who.
Who?
You
fell for it, Neil!
120 decibels at 50 metres at the Valley of Charlton. So that's loud, but obviously it's been beaten now. And Liverpool win the UEFA Cup for the second year running. This is quite an achievement because they win the league and the UEFA Cup. Not many people can actually do that. Right, here we go.
No June.
You're doing so well.
Wasn't I just? So, June, the famous heat wave of 1976 starts hitting with temperatures of 26.7 Celsius, 80 Fahrenheit, every day for a 15-day consecutive period. Now, my mum and dad speak about this heat wave. I don't remember it. I was only four. But apparently things were melting, like tar on the roads was melting.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, it was a proper serious heatwave. And Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody officially goes gold in sales. Gold.
Gold.
Gold. All right, let's move it on. So the heat wave makes a new record in the UK when it reaches 35.9 Celsius or 96.6 Fahrenheit in Cheltenham.
In Cheltenham?
Yeah, Cheltenham was the one. And Wonder Woman debuts for the first time on the TV in the UK. Do you ever watch the old Wonder Woman?
Do you know what? I've never seen Wonder Woman.
Funny. The original Wonder Woman is funny. It's, I can't speak now. Dangerous Animals Act comes into effect in the UK and requires licences to keep certain animals in captivity.
Is that why you need a licence to have a pig?
No,
they're dangerous animals?
That's to do with the swine, the contagious...
The swine.
Contagious things. No, well, my friend before the 76, people he knew worked in Harrods. Now, they would sell, like, pumas and lions.
Cubs, for real?
For real, in the pet department.
That's awesome.
And all these sort of exotic animals.
Exotic.
And... yeah, obviously people were, these things were growing up and people were getting mauled or
they
were
escaping. Pet puma?
I don't know. No, it'd be a bit scary when it got big, wouldn't it? If that bugger wants to turn on you, you've got no chance. See, that one's a quick one, isn't it? The first known outbreak of the Ebola virus occurs in Yambuku, Zaire.
Fluent. It was like you've come from there.
I know. And you see, we all think that was quite a new phenomenon, don't we? The
Ebola.
Yeah, the Ebola virus. It's only in the last 10 years that the news has been really reporting it. But this is 76.
But it's only new to us because it's recently affected us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Look at it that way. Good shout. Formula One racing driver Niki Lauda suffers burns in the German Grand Prix. Now, have you watched the film, what's it called, about Hunt and Lauda's rivalry, Rush?
No.
It's very good. But he, and they get it quite close, he, not long after getting those severe burns, got raced again. So he squeezed a helmet on with his burnt
head. Ouch.
Yeah, just to compete. They wouldn't do that nowadays, would they?
Elf and safety.
Elf. Oh, nearly. The Muppet Show is broadcast for the first time on ITV.
Who's your favourite Muppet?
Everybody says Animal, but I did love Animal. But I love Beaker. Me, 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 me. It always makes me laugh. And Kermie. I love the Muppets anyway. I do. And the Irish rock band U2 is formed after drummer Larry Mullet. No, Mullen Jr. posts a note seeking members for a band on the notice board of his Dublin school.
What a shame.
Are you Larry Mullen Jr.? Come and join my band. We're having issues. That was a bit weird, wasn't it? Because I just spoke about U2, and that October is a U2 song.
Oh, is it?
That was not intended. October, the Intercity 125 high-speed train is introduced into the passenger service. That was guess how fast it went.
What is it?
Sorry. 125 train, passenger train. Have a guess how fast it went.
I don't know.
Clues in the title.
What was it?
125.
125?
Yeah, 125 miles an hour.
Do you know what? That completely passed me by.
The Sex Pistols signed to EMI. And then we've got this. 98-year-old Dimitrios Yordanidis becomes the oldest...
Who?
Yordanidis becomes the oldest man to compete in a marathon. He finishes in 7 hours and 33 minutes. 98.
Wow.
I couldn't even do that.
Wow, fair play to him.
It's all going.
What was that noise?
I couldn't stop it. Oh, never mind. We're on November, aren't we? Rocky.
I don't know anymore.
It was just going mad. It was going back and forth. Rocky, starring Sylvester Stallone, premieres in New York, and the Sex Pistols released Anarchy in the UK. Speaking of the Sex Pistols, they cause outrage as they proceed to swear on the Bill Grundy show on daytime TV. Have a look at the YouTube clip, it's funny as anything. And the Eagles release Hotel California.
Yes.
Classic album.
Classic song.
And Bob Marley and his manager Don Tyloy are shot in an assassination attempt in Kingston, Jamaica.
Crikey.
Can you tell me what the biggest selling song of this year would be?
Well,
I've already mentioned it once.
What that? I was just about to say that, Neil.
See if you get it right.
Well, you've mentioned like three musical.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Queen for the pure fact that you said they got gold, was it?
They did.
I might be wrong, but that seems like a pretty big achievement.
It was a huge achievement. It was one of the biggest selling songs, but it wasn't for this time. It was that Save All Your Kisses For Me.
You're such an arse.
Brotherhood of Man, but...
It should have been Queen.
It should have been, but...
Can we change it to Queen?
Well, we can, because we're about to listen to it. But number one... For this year, this week, this year, was Bohemian Rhapsody. by Queen. So let me just tally this up, and away we go.
Jen's got another challenge. Jen's got another challenge. Jen's got another challenge. Jen's got another challenge.
Ah, so, well, with poor old Pav away nursing his ribs, we haven't got a challenge, have we?
I know, all that hype, and then there's no challenge.
I know. Well, let's just recap, though, for people that are listening. We are currently level smegging, aren't we?
You are.
So we are 5-all?
5-all. Oh. I'm just repeating you now.
You are. <aren't? laughs> Pretty Polly. Polly want a cracker. So yeah,
it's pretty tense.
It is,
and now
I
we're
feel
gonna
better.
Have to wait another week.
I don't like that. Is it a week? 2 weeks?
Well, another 2 weeks well, to see who's gonna take the lead.
It gives you all that time to make an ultimate challenge, though, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, you've given me some great ideas tonight, Neil. So
yeah, famous snooker player Willie Whitening. We're not going.
We could all hear the penny dropping.
Yeah, it was for a minute. It was like those machines. What are they? What are they called? Where they drop the penny down? It does the
like the little coin dozers.
Yeah, what? They got a word, didn't they? And they do a TV show on it now, don't they? Quiz show.
Tipping point.
So a tipping machine. Tipping point. That's the one. Right, so you've got something you want me to have a go at,
well,
or we're going to have a go at together?
I thought this would be something fun for us to try, and if nothing else, we're going to sound like absolute Muppets anyway, so
yeah, well,
everyone else is going to have a laugh. I have brought with me the game Speak Out,
right,
where you put in the stupid bit of plastic in your mouth and try and say something. I figured, because Pav's got a very dodgy gag reflex, it would work with him not being here.
Okay, so you're going to actually step up and have a go.
I will step up and have a go.
So a little inter co-host rivalry going on here. Hey, I had a go at one of these at one of our live shows. Do you remember the Halloween show?
But I remember you dribbling.
Yeah, well, I was challenged to drink with it in. You can't swallow.
Speaking of drinking with it in, there is a bloke who I think it might have been on YouTube, spent an entire day with one in.
Oh, really?
So he had to eat, drink, talk, everything.
Your mouth would completely dry out. Imagine how bad your breath would smell. No.
Right, so do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
So I'm going to put it in, and I've got a phrase on this card.
That. That's what we should have.
You have got to guess what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Okay? You have to bear with me here. It's like going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah. This is, Hope you haven't got a bag. Oh, that sounds like it's whacking your teeth. Oh, dear.
Okay. I've not got a gag.
Sorry? I've not got a gag. No, he's a really bad ventriloquist. Got a lagear. Right, you're going to guess now, then.
No, I'm going to say it now.
Say it now. Right, okay yeah.
Hot cookies on a clock.
Hot cookies on a... Oh, dear me, that sounds a bit joke. Say it again.
Hot cookies on a clock.
Hot cookies on a clock.
Close. Put cookies on a clock.
Ah.
I will give you. Do you know what? I picked that because I thought clock would sound like cock.
It did. It did sound like. I thought it was for a minute. Right, I'm going to put mine in there.
We both made very, very painful sounding noises getting these in.
I don't think that's sin right.
Just going to check your back molars.
Yes, I'm drizzling already.
Jizzling?
Drizzling. Right, you ready?
Ready.
You've done
that on purpose.
No, I haven't. I'll say it again. I'm drizzling.
I feel like I picked an easy one for you.
I just thought it's slightly easy to say, and it really isn't. Anybody listening to this, how do you say it? It's Cornelius in the house. Hello, Cornelius. Right, here we go. I'm going to try it again. And just leave. Do, I'll go. I'll do.
I feel like I heard bubblegum.
Okay, good shout.
But I don't know.
Well, I was like, bubblegum.
I don't know. I'm going to bubblegum something.
I'm going to take that out. I'm going to give you half a point because it was double bubble gum, bubbles double.
Oh. Well, that's easy for you to say.
Oh, I was really dribbling.
We doing another one?
I think we should. One more.
One more. Right, hang on. Let me get it in. Hey. Mm-hmm. It's not the most flattering look.
It's not.
Right. I am ready.
Okay. Fire away.
Stone thrust.
Say that again.
Stone thrust. Hang on. Stone thrust.
Phone sex.
No. Stone thrust.
Oh, something pest.
No.
No. Really aggressive.
Fun fest.
Fun fest.
No. It really hurts.
I really don't know. Fun fest?
No.
Pun fest?
No.
Is it fest?
No.
Jest?
No.
Cest?
No.
Is it est?
No.
I don't know then.
Fun fest.
Contest?
I am literally dribbling down my own chin.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Thumb thrust.
What's a thumb thrust?
I thought that would be easy because it was only two words. Do not let that fool you.
No. Let's try this, Anna. Right, I mean.
I actually think you look better with that thing in.
Cheers, then. You see our crooked English teeth.
Quintessentially English teeth.
Right, you ready?
Ready.
Cracky Zara!
Why are you so aggressive?
I wanted to say it quick because it's hard. Ready?
One more.
Cracky Zara!
Why don't yours sound like words? Do mine sound like that when I say it?
Yeah. Cracky Zara!
Something ha ha?
No.
I feel like you said crooked teeth, but I don't think you did.
No, it's not crooked teeth. Quirky.
Quirky? Oh,
got that one out. Eef.
Quirky Eef.
Eef. Eef.
You're just making animal noises.
Hara. Quirky Eef. Hara.
It's definitely quirky, the first word.
Yeah, definitely that. Quirky Eef. I should have had. Eef.
East?
No, I can't see
yeast.
I can't see the first letter of that word. Quirky Ishana.
Something quirky something farmer.
Yes. No.
Sheep.
No. Eesh burger.
Beef burger.
No, quirky Ishana.
Quirky beef farmer?
Yes!
Yes! Oh, that was harder than I thought.
You can't say bee with those things in.
A bee?
Yeah, you can't say bee. Well, time is moving on. I think we should play the next song, Jen.
Absolutely. Give our mouths a moment.
Here we go. Let's put this one on.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Ah, so Bonnie Tyler? What the heck?
It's the Indian version.
Dolly
Parton. It's not even Bonnie Tyler.
No, I know. Jolene, and I chose that record. That's a good record.
Shameful, Neil.
I know. All I can do is apologise and go,
I'm Pickle Rick!
So, yeah, we're at the end of the show, but we've got a little bit of information now. Pav's not a live music goer, even though he supports a lot of live music. He's not a gig goer. I'm a gig goer. I know you're a gig goer.
Absolutely. The Shiwi says it all.
You got that. You must try all that.
Well, waiting for the festival is in the summer. That bad boy is going to be used.
Do you leave it plugged in?
It's not got a plug.
No, but I meant in your trousers. Is it there ready, or do you just like... Oh, never mind. Too much
information. Yeah, I don't think this is a route we need to go down tonight.
No, not really. What was I going to say? We're going to just list down some of the gigs that are coming in 2018. Because there's some exciting ones coming. So you've found a list, haven't you?
Yeah, 2018 looks like it could be a good year for some live music.
Marvellous. Come on.
So we've got the Killers. The Killers are going live.
They're awesome anyway, aren't they?
Have you seen them? I've never seen them.
Not live, no, but I've seen them on TV, and they're famous for their live shows. They're apparently very good live.
We've got the notorious Liam Gallagher still touring out through 2018.
Abbott. Oh, no, he doesn't
seems
say that.
Seems like the year
he?
Of his That's comeback.
Cockney. What does he say?
Cockney.
No, what does he. As you are. No, I can't do
as
it.
You were.
As you were. I can't do it, Mank.
Just sound like you're robbing something.
Our kid. There you go. There's a bit of Liam Gallagher
well,
for
so
you.
So that was a great Liam Gallagher impression.
I tried my hardest.
Uncanny.
Yeah. Uncanny West.
No, he's not actually on the list of people that are touring this year.
Thank God.
Gutted, I know, Neil. We've got the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, awesome. Seen these guys live. They are, I would say, they're probably at the top of their game of being live. Probably the best live band around at the moment.
Though, upsettingly, only 3 UK tour dates.
And sold out in the matter of seconds, didn't they?
Absolutely. We got some big festivals coming up this year. Obviously, you've got Download Festival.
Awesome
happening,
festival.
Which you've got a pretty big lineup for that. You've got Ozzy, you've got Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Manson.
A rare treat, a Manson. Who's the Friday?
Avenge, whatchamacallit, isn't it? On
Sevenfold?
Friday. Yeah.
So we got a big festival, Neighbourhood Weekender.
What's that one?
Victoria Park, Warrington.
Okay.
So 26th and 27th of May, you've got Noel Gallagher, you've got the Cortinas, Jake Blug.
Blug.
Like Codaline, people like that. Sounds like
okay,
a good lineup.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
British Summertime are bringing us The Cure. One night only.
I know. They still hold the record for the fastest selling dates in America. They sold out in like 10 seconds.
Crazy.
Not even with a secondary ticket site. People queued. Ready. They're huge. People don't realise quite how big The Cure are.
I think they're one of those bands that you don't always realise the songs by them until someone tells you, but you know the song.
And they've got such a massive following.
So we've got the Isle of Wight Festival.
Always a winner.
Got Depeche Mode, The Killers, Kasabian, Liam Gallagher again.
What, Depeche Mode's at the Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on the thing in front of me.
Yeah.
No, Stereophonics.
Stereophonics.
One that you might enjoy, Elbow.
Oh, I don't mind Elbow. Some of their stuff. Some of it's a bit... But yeah, I don't mind Elbow.
Yeah, so it looks good. It looks good for 2018
it
so
does.
Far.
It does. Those British summer times. I just don't like Hyde Park that much as a venue.
Right, can we talk about this? Because this has bothered me since I found out about it, and I feel like I need to air it. British Summertime are presenting in the summertime. Summertime. Michael Bublé.
Michael Bubbles does the summer.
I'm pretty sure he's a Christmas only kind of guy.
He only comes out when Santa's got his hat on. Allegedly.
Allegedly. So, yeah, but who else? Roger Waters? We've got
Roger
Waters
doing it
at British Summertime.
I can't remember the Cure, and there's somebody else, isn't it? Eric Clapton?
Eric
Clapton, or was that this year?
I'm just thinking we're only in January already. We're seeing some great stuff coming our way to the UK.
Yeah, there's some gigs that I really wanted to go to. Pearl Jam playing, but that sold out far too quick.
What would be your top gig to go and see this year?
Well, I'm already going to see one of them, but the other one would have been Pearl Jam. Yeah, I so want to see those boys live, and I can't afford the ticket prices that their secondary sites are selling. Sort it out, Pearl Jam, otherwise I'll be round your ass eating your Marmite.
Author.
Right, well, we're at the end of the show, aren't we?
We are.
That's flown by, actually. With
absolutely.
Only the two. So Pav will be back next week, I'm sure, unless he breaks another rib falling over.
Lots of love and kisses to Pav.
Yeah, love and sucky kisses.
Well.
Thank you very much, Lara. Oh, she's not here. And thank you very much, Jen.
Thank you, Neil.
It's been a real pleasure, just the two of us. It's been kind of sweet.
Shall we
and
just
I haven't been inappropriate,
sack the other
have
two
I?
Off?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm only joking.
No, I was going to say, and it's been quite sweet, and I haven't been inappropriate at all.
Well, no one's heard you be inappropriate. I mean, I can't vouch for what's happened when you can't hear us.
No, I haven't been. I've been a good boy. Anybody listening? I've been a good boy. Anyway,
that won't stand up in a court of law.
Yeah, it might do. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you all again next week, same time, same place, and to leave you on this.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.